like to say hello to a Mr. and Mrs. Philip Erickson of Pasadena. Folks, maybe I can make it some other time. They baked a cake and all. We'll make it. You know, it's been said that there are more folk songs and more folk singers than there are folks. Not too many people sing their own folk songs anymore. I think possibly the reason for that is because groups like the Kingston Trio do them so much better than the folks do. So I would like to introduce at this time the best and the greatest group of young men who interpret our folk music here in America, the Kingston Trio.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Dick. All right. Scary coming out.
Was mentioning all the girls backstage are going wild over Richard Burton, but my wife happens to be a big Dick Van Dyke fan. That's true. Dick Van Dyke really excites her, and I see she's not alone. Anyway, she's the only one I know that considers Mary Poppins a dirty movie. You know, so. We like to do a song now for those who can't vote, high school kids, on a proposition that is very dear to them, and that is, should you kiss on the first date?
And
should you kiss a boy on the first date? We would say, first of all, only if he is with you, because... So this song is one we learned at a wild party given by Republicans. About a week ago. Well, it was. It was so wild that as we were leaving, I looked back and turned into a pillar of salt.
Completely round is the perfect pearl, the oyster.
Waterman manufactures. Completely round is the steering wheel that leads to compound fractures. Completely round is the golden fruit that hangs in the orange tree. Yes, the circle shape is quite renowned. Sad to say, it can be found in the low-down, dirty run-around my true love gave to me. Yes, my true love gave to me. Completely square was the velvet box he said my ring would be in. Completely square was the envelope he said farewell to me in. Completely square was the handkerchief I flourish constantly. As it dries my eyes of the tears I shed and blows my nose till it turns bright red. For a perfect square is my true love's head. He will not marry me. No, he will not marry me. Rectangular was the hotel door my true love tried to sneak through. Rectangular was the transom over which I had to peek through. Rectangular was the hotel room I entered angrily. Now rectangular is the wooden box where lies my love neath the golden flux. They say he died of the chicken pox. Damn. In part I must agree. One chick too many had he.
Piggy, piggy, piggy.
Triangular is the piece of pie I eat to ease my sorrow. Triangular is the hatchet blade I plan to hide tomorrow. Triangular, the relationship that now has ceased to be. And triangular is the garment thin fastens on with the safety pin to a prize I had no wish to win. It's a lasting memory that my true love gave to me.
Thank you. We're only kidding around up here. At least I was. The first American ship to be sunk at the beginning of World War II was an old four-stack destroyer sunk off the coast of Iceland. This next song is about that ship. The song originally was called Wildwood Flower, a great country and western classic. It's been rewritten and rearranged by Mr. Woody Guthrie, fine American folk poet. Is now called The Sinking of the Reuben James.
Have you heard of the ship called the Good Reuben James, armed by hard-fighting men, both of honor and of fame?
It flew in stars and stripes of the land of the free.
Tonight she's in her grave at the bottom of the sea.
What were the names? Tell me, what were their names? And you have a friend of the Good Reuben James.
Won't you tell me,
what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? And you have a friend of the Good Reuben James.
When 100 men went down to their park of Watery Grave, when that good ship went down, only 44 was saved. It was the last day of October, they saved the 44. From the dark icy waters of that cold Iceland shore.
Tell me, what were the names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend of the Good Reuben James?
Wanna tell me,
what were their names? Tell me, what were their names? Did you have a friend of the Good Reuben James?
It was there in the dark on
watched for the U-boat, and they waited for a fight. And a whine and a rock and a great explosion roar, and they lay the Roman names on the cold ocean floor.
Many years have passed since those brave men have gone. Those cold, icy waters, they're still and they're calm. Many years have passed, but still I wonder why the worst of men must fight and the best of men must die.
What were the names? Tell me what were the names?
Very much. Right now, we'd like to sing our favorite song for you. It was written about 6 years ago by Pete Seeger and goes just like this. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. To sort of get you limbered up, we thought we'd do an audience participation song now. And we have some prizes to give away for those who clap the best during this song. The competition will be keen. First prize... prize. First prize will be a trip to Red China, just in time for the annual famine. And makes your tummy say howdy. I know you read, but the Red Chinese have launched their first astronaut today. They had 30,000 guys with a huge blanket going, one, two, three. And it worked. He was up there for an hour and got hungry again, but...
Don't pat it. Just do it.
Ronald Reagan was down there on the ground going, progress. Second prize. And John Wayne was there going, it wouldn't have happened if Eisenhower was alive. You know. Second prize. Second prize. 2 glorious days in Adventureland. My room will be given away.
I thought that was Fairyland.
I thought you weren't going to use that land anymore.
You really know how to hurt a guy, don't you? For all those who enter, a picture of Art Linkletter hitting a kid.
Everyone clap and stomp.
Clap and stomping.
Everyone join in now in the old spiritual favorite.
When the saints go marching in.
And trio, the very best there is. So happy to have him here. You know, I look out at that tremendous crowd out there and I think, what a fortune the babysitters are making tonight.